And 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's Nick. I'm Kevo Stank. She.
That chick, AJ.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Bangers, bangers, bangers. At least me and Angel are. Josh is Mexican, but that's all right. Bad Bunny doing the Super Bowl.
Yay.
And I know he's Puerto Rican, which is American, but you know what I'm saying? American, he's speaking that speaking.
Speaking that speaking.
Church announcement. Successful failure is now out everywhere.
Come on.
Thank you to everyone who purchased a copy. I was shown so much love. Meet and greets. I mean, just filled with love.
We should do those every
year, okay? That was a good amount of times.
No, do it more.
No,
but
the people, the people came out. I enjoyed myself. I took a lot of pictures, and like I thought, without having a show before or after, I was able to have more energy. The only downfall was I was doing a book tour in the middle of a stand-up tour.
That's how you like to live your life. You can't keep complaining you're doing it.
I can, and I will. I'll change nothing about what I do, but I'll complain. But the people came and showed so much love. One of the things that, this is basically what happened.
What happened?
No less than 30 times per city. And the meet and greets was between 100 and 200 people. This is me. Mm-hmm. You're Liz. Oh, Kev, great to see you. Liz. I really love you.
Of course.
You all right.
And they were like, also, I keep marriage be hard in my back pocket. Liz could marry this one.
They said, I'm taking the opportunity.
Man, people said, Liz is where the real meet and greet begins. And that don't make me no never mind.
It don't make
me
no never
mind. I get it. Liz is great. But shout out to Chicago.
Hey.
Gryffindor. Shout out to Chicago, D.C., New York, and Atlanta. Y'all pulled up. People was coming from far and wide. They took their pictures. Nobody showed me a picture of my brother who's passed.
They didn't show you Jason.
Nobody showed me.
They didn't say you remember him. He was alive.
Nobody did that like previous meet and greeters have done. Also, shout out Nashville and St. Louis. Ball Brothers, y'all brought the energy. The shows were funny.
My bestie went to your Nashville show.
Oh, Nashville was a sex crazed town.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was all
sex.
They
ain't got nothing else to do.
They ain't doing nothing but doing the honky tonk. And I ain't talking no country music. But it was very funny. Them some freaks down in Nashville. This week, Dallas, Houston, Atlanta. Almost all sold out. At least Dallas and Houston. I mean, Dallas and Atlanta are probably less than 50 tickets to either of those.
Yeah.
Houston. Oh. It's doing okay. It's doing good.
It's doing good,
but you know what I'm saying? If you miss Dallas, come to Houston. What you got going on, Angel?
If we could all turn into successful failure, page 27, third paragraph. In hindsight, I realized that I didn't even know how to bully someone. I was downright bad at it. I didn't have a menacing stare. I couldn't recite any bone-chilling threats. I didn't have any good insults to hurl at the boy. So I went with, hey, kid. And that ends the reading. The word of Kev. We will continue this for the next month.
Are you going to read a little bit?
Yeah.
One sentence?
Yeah. A little paragraph. A little paragraph here
I
and there.
I appreciate it.
Just the helmet, right, Kev?
Yeah. Just the tip.
Just the helmet.
Just the helmet
to get you a baby.
It will.
Just that helmet will get you a baby.
Yeah,
you got to even bust a full nut.
Mm-mm.
A little nut.
A little bit
a little
of pre.
A little preak.
A little pre.
A little pre will get that baby.
Get that baby.
But shout out to y'all, man. Y'all buy tickets. Y'all pull up. It is not lost on me that the world is expensive. And the world also sucks a lot of times.
The world is trash
sometimes.
Right now,
so you listen, guys, Patreon, I know y'all be putting the stuff in the docket. If you are surprised at why we're not picking the negative stuff, the world is negative already. Sometimes we want to come in. We're going to focus on the laughter stuff. Now, if it comes down to something, you know me and Angel ain't going to shy away from no public
topic. We don't be shy.
We ain't going to shy away. We done called out the genocide in Palestine. We going to talk about Black Lives Matter still happening. But sometimes when the world is at its worst, y'all don't want to hear it. And neither we don't want to talk about it.
And ICE is still locking up the people.
So sometimes we just want to come and laugh because the world going to suck for the rest of the week. Anyway, let us begin. Now, I have gotten so many concerned texts, calls, emails. DMs, emails, any way you can contact me, carrier pigeons, ravens from Game of Thrones. Kev, did you see this under your pocket?
Listen.
They done sad you down to the Antifas.
You Antifas.
They done sad you to the terrorist boy. What you talking, Kev? I thought y'all on Threads was really on Threads. Y'all know I'm a content creator first. So if I see a trend, I'm going to jump on it. I had seen the regular post followed by this person has been designated Antifa no less than 20 times. Okay. So I said, let me throw my pumpkin pie jokes out because, you know, it's pumpkin pie season. I'm going to go about September to December talking about the pumpkin pie. Angel, all I did was copy the font that somebody else did.
I didn't even know you could copy fonts over there.
Listen, I'm going to figure out how to do a meme. I didn't know it either till I did it.
Oh, well, good for you.
Boy, when I tell you, folks didn't know you could do that.
Listen, you know, go ahead.
Angel didn't know.
Somebody hit me up. You know I don't be on Threads.
I know you don't be on Threads.
So somebody then got into my email and was like, Angel,
go talk to him.
And I said, what? Kevin, you see this? Are you a terrorist?
They got you, Kev.
I need to know. What am I working for?
And the thing is, the day after I posted a thread, I said, I feel like a magician revealing his secrets. This is a thing. All I did is copy and paste it. Nobody seen that. Mm-hmm. When I tell you, I didn't know that threads will, on Instagram, it'll go, like in your likes where you can see stuff, it'll go tell you, hey, you might like this thread from somebody you follow. People were, I really don't know how to navigate to that part of my Instagram consistently, nor do I check it. I'd be getting too many notifications.
Yeah.
Shout out to my brilliance. And somebody on Patreon said it's because it wasn't funny. And that's okay. I got to make the jokers. You don't got to get the jokers. You ain't got to like the jokers.
You've been throwing shops up for 12, 13
years.
Joshy,
baby, I'm just up here. How Angel shoot her
ting,
shot.
Ting.
You better be glad I...
Oh, get it, Angel. Get it. Let me throw you an assist. Okay. Oh, oh.
Oh, shoot. There was so much fun.
Olympus is falling.
She threw a fastball at the basketball.
Angel Reese took that straight off the dome. Could have put a dent in the Reese's Puffin.
I said the Reese's Puffins. This girl, Angel, first of all, she's throwing 93 miles per hour. You're in the wrong sport. She said, let me, Clayton Kershaw retired. Let me show you what I do. Right down the middle. Nice and easy, Angel. Yeah! WNBA! I'm not a terrorist. I'm not Antifa. And people don't be in threads like I thought they were. But I thought about taking it down. But no, I just didn't. I just didn't. If I see one more today, I'm taking it down. But please, y'all, I don't know why you would think a thread about pumpkin pie. Maybe they just thought it didn't matter what I said. The notification was enough.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I was like, Kevin's a terrorist. That makes sense. Yeah. That's why his heels is always hot. It's that plantar fasciitis.
Plantar fasciitis. So rest assured, I'm just being silly. Guys, I appreciate your thoughts and concerns. I'm not a terrorist. I do like pumpkin pie, and I will not stop it. I was on Gail King's show this week.
I know. You were on there with Auntie Gail.
Y'all want to hear a funny story, Angel? Did I even tell you? Oh, I don't know.
No, you told me you didn't.
Okay, wait till after.
You don't think I should tell her?
Oh, well, go ahead.
I'm public. Let's just say this. Let's just say it like this. There was so much press happening, I didn't have a good
handle on where all you were going.
On where I was going. Uh-huh. I was just going two places. I put the video that Josh recorded in real time on Patreon.
Like when we did a radio show, but it was on TV.
Exactly. I mean, just like that. Uh-huh. But imagine we thought we was doing a radio show, but it was on TV and it was also CBS Mornings with Gail King.
Yeah.
That is what happened to me. Mm-hmm. When we do into CBS Mornings, I just posted a video about how much stuff I had. I had in the last 9 days press for my book, combined with press for Churchy in the hospital, combined with meet and greets for my book, combined with the Bald Brothers, all mixed and matched in the different cities. Mm-hmm. So some of the stuff my publisher was putting on, some of the stuff on my calendar BET was putting on, some of the stuff we had our own stuff putting on. I'm doing podcasts to promote all three.
Right.
I'm at this point, I remember when I worked at All Def, the executives, they didn't really know their day like mm-hmm. that. They just get up, look at their calendar, and kind of go where people tell them to go. And I remember thinking, that's crazy. I could never be like that, right? I could never be
that unaware
of my schedule,
yeah,
right? So what happened was the stuff was on my calendar, mm-hmm. but I wasn't like researching it. I wasn't yep. doing my due deal, okay? And if I'm being honest, this is the biggest problem. I saw CBS Mornings. I wasn't aware that was the title of the show Gail was on.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known either.
I know Good Morning America.
To be fair, we knew CBS.
Period. I knew CBS.
No, that's what was.
Oh, yes. And the calendar just said CBS.
Okay.
And obviously CBS is a subsidiary of, well, I guess it's Skydance now. It was Paramount, but I think Skydance is
own all of
actually it. Yeah, because when we was in there, the guy was like,
they said tomorrow's our last day.
The guy was like, tomorrow's our last day in this studio. Skydance came in and he said, we didn't even ask this question. He was showing to the green room. He was like, by the way, this is our last day in this studio. Skydance came in and he did this.
They said,
and looked around and said, ain't enough people in here. Y'all moving back to the broadcast center.
Times Square, the rent's too high.
Basically.
Dang.
He said Skydance came in and was like, there's going to be some moves and some shaking coming down. Right? So I'm just like, I think I'm doing like a, you know, Good Night New York or local CBS 7, something like when I did with Nina Parker, we did like Good Night New York or something like that. It was like a local station.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, Sinclair.
Yeah.
If you will, on the Jimmy Kimmel of it all.
Unblocked.
Unblocked, by the way. So I get into the green room. First thing they say, okay, Kevin, here's the green room. Me, Josh, and Liz and Greg walk in. And then they're like, Gail will be in to see you shortly. And I'm like, Gail who?
Just a random producer named Gail.
And the lady's like, Gail King.
Oh, my God.
And I said, Gail King?
I don't know how to hog die.
I'm so mad I did. I was so shocked. I was too shocked.
That's why I kept referencing.
I didn't get a chance to go hog tie with Gail. And I don't think I'll ever forgive myself. Now we're close personal friends.
You'll get the platform again, though.
I'm going to do it.
Absolutely.
She loves you. She read your book.
She read my book for real, Angel. And my thing is this, right? Like, and I know Gail is a journalist. Like, people think Gail is just Oprah's friends.
No.
They met as journalists in Baltimore, mm-hmm. I believe. Mm-hmm. And she's had her own journalism career all throughout their friendship. I knew she was on a TV show, didn't know what it was called. That's me.
Yeah.
Good Morning America, I know. Regis and Kathy, all these titles I know. I just knew Gail was on that big show. Mm-hmm. Angel, Gail comes in, and you know, at that time when I met her. Hold on.
First of all,
she wasn't my close personal
friend. Kev was getting touched up. So, removed from the green room, Gail walks in. She's like, where's Kevin? And and then they tell her she's in the makeup room. So we walk in. Mind you, I missed a preface of, because I saw Gail go in there. I was like, I need to grab this moment.
Yes.
So I'm following Gail. Immediately, camera's rolling. I'm adjusting settings after the camera starts rolling. I didn't know they were having a, Kev was in there having a conversation.
Yeah. I was in there with the makeup artist, and I'd asked him, could Josh film? Because he's, you know, he makes the vlogs for Patreon. And they were like, actually, we prefer not because we've been like...
I wasn't in there for this.
No, he wasn't in there. People have come in here and...
Lizzo.
And people have recorded us and then we end up on documentaries. And I said, well, whoop-dee-doo. I said, this has happened to me and Angel. Literally, I said, this happened to me and Angel like 3 times. Uh-huh. And not no little stuff.
Right.
And then like, they didn't ask for permission. I said, we found out when the people told us.
Was it Lizzo on
the
HBO?
The Bishop Sycamore one.
Yeah. Oh, that one was crazy.
The Lizzo one.
Yeah.
The Lizzo one, they misconstrued my words.
Oh, yeah. Black people. She doesn't make black people music, Lizzo.
So I said, we spent probably 10 minutes. I said, me and Angel have been through this. I understand. It was like, we asked for consent or we like to leave. We was talking about this.
Angel, this is the conversation that's happening. I walk in right behind Gail, camera on.
The camera on. I'm like, Josh.
Close up.
I'm like, Josh, no. So then Gail's like, no, it's okay. There's four makeup artists in the room. three of them, they all get out of the camera.
Yeah, they said, no, thank you.
Immediately, because they're like, well, there go Gail.
There go Gail. Uh-huh. Right? Gail is regular black auntie. You've seen the video.
Yeah.
She is regular black. And then when that, and first of all, live TV makes me nervous.
Mm-hmm. They do?
Yes. Like, I need us, if they're counting down, you know how they do the countdown?
Yeah.
To me, we should be like 10, 9. Right. I need to be looking at my camera.
No, they're like, and I told them, get it out my butt. Because I don't want it in there. Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to CBS.
They were getting so mad at Gail.
That's how Gail, I mean, down to the one angel. Yeah. The people, the people doing this behind her. Gail. She's like, and that's the thing. I told them, if you ain't going to bake no sweet potato, who are here with Kevin Frederick?
Right.
Literally one.
I love it.
Doodle in my butt.
Why?
I'm trying to like engage with her, but I'm like, girl, they're counting.
No.
They're counting, Gail.
I love it.
So then after the thing, Gail is just chaos. She walks around to her next thing. They're like, who's on Gail watch? Who's on Gail? Because she's got her nosing going. She, when she was talking to me in the green room, the shows is, they're calling for her. And she's like, let me tell you.
2 minutes, Gail.
Let me tell me what y'all like. This, all that stuff that Josh recorded.
Love it.
She is, she's like, okay. Walks out of the thing, takes a 10-second walk, and is back on camera with the segment before me. I'm like, how do you do this? She's like, this is my job. I just do it. And they're all like that. Yeah. Right? All the anchors are like that. Gail, I ain't gonna hold you. I'm not a journalist. Mm-hmm. I knew Oprah. Remember Oprah used to read the books and stuff back in the day?
Oh, yeah, like all the way.
My segment was maybe five, six minutes.
Mm-hmm. It was good.
I ain't gonna hold you. I don't think I'm reading your whole book for a 5-minute segment. But the fact that she really read it,
Stickies.
No ChatGPT download.
Yeah.
Like, she's asking me specifics about the story. We didn't even get to everything she knew. And now she has all that information in her head for a 5-minute segment. I said, oh, you doing your job for real. Like, I super respected that. Also, she's like 70, working good.
She look good. And she's still working good. And I don't know if she do that for every book. Because, you know, some of them have readers.
I assume.
But I think she did that for yours, for sure.
I do, too. And, you know, I like to be like, oh, people don't do no stuff. Nobody care about me.
I like how you said,
like 10 things.
Across the book, not just like first three pages.
Not just first three pages. Not just the page that the publisher sends you, like, oh, go to this story. Little stuff, right? So, blew my mind.
Mm-hmm.
People were finding out about me. White women were emailing me.
Oh!
And being like, love.
Oh, you're going to piss them off soon.
I said that.
Oh, absolutely.
Loved you on Gail. He was so funny. How do I follow him?
You're like, don't. I talk about you guys. Very not nice. Yeah,
people been telling me I need to stop it.
You do. You go way too hard on white women.
I don't.
You do, on their looks specifically.
No.
They have horrible personalities. That's one thing. But to talk about their looks is a whole
other. I've ever said is, boy, look at y'all.
And not all of them have horrible personalities, but the ones that do, they are the worst personalities on this earth. But you know what's great, though?
What, Angel?
When money comes. Oh, right? Yeah. Okay? Because when it comes to your money, you deserve to feel safe from fraud and in control. And that's exactly what you can expect with Cash App. With Cash App, you can spend, save, and live your life knowing your money is right where you left it. With advanced built-in security, protections you can count on, and help when you need it, spend with peace of mind today and order a Cash App card in the app or cash.app/card. Your security deserves to be a priority, and Cash App treats it that way. With security like lock, Cash App requires a successful face ID or biometrics authentication to access your account. If it's like your money is protected by its own personal bodyguard, even if you accidentally leave your phone unlocked or someone gains access to it without your knowledge. For a limited time only, new Cash App customers can use our exclusive code to earn some additional cash. For real, just download Cash App. Use our exclusive referral code, SECURE10.
SECURE10.
In your profile, send $5 to a friend within 14 days, and you'll get $10 dropped into your account. Terms apply. That's money That's money. That's Cash App.
Yeah.
Cash App is a financial services platform, not a bank. Banking service provided by Cash App's bank partners. Prepaid debit cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC. Instant discounts provided by Cash App's A Block Inc. brand. Visit cash.app/legal/podcast for full disclosures. Thank you, Cash App. I don't know why authentication be killing me. That intimidation versus initiative in imitate. Intimidation, imitate, initiative. Throw it out.
You know what? I
initiate.
Huh? Okay, so what does Aaron Burr say? I am inimitable. I am inimitable. I am an original.
Oh, Aaron Burr's. I was like, who newscaster is that? Hamilton. Hamilton.
I am inimitable. I don't think I knew that word before. And did I tell you the other week I tried to spell eviscerate?
Why would you do that? Oh,
I was trying to say
something. I bet you it eviscerated your mind.
Angel, when I tell you, spell check on my phone was like, brother, you ain't even within five, six letters of it.
I feel like spell check's been getting lazy.
I do too. You got to help me. I was in the neighborhood. I didn't know what street.
Stuff on purpose because you know what I'm talking about. But now it's just like nothing's found.
And the thing is, you was a smart computer. Because when I went on Google and eviscerate, Google said, hey, have you over you. It's C-E-R-A-T-E. And I was trying to spell it like irate. Anyway, I couldn't think of another word. Because usually when I can't spell a word, I go to a thesaurus.
You don't just talk to the phone to tell it to spell it?
I don't do that.
Oh, I do it all. Hey, Siri.
I don't have my
spell
Hey Siri on.
Etouffee.
That's good. Did it.
I don't have Hey Siri on. She was answering stuff when I wasn't calling her. And I don't like, doo-doo. I don't like that.
I'd use her for the radio, not radio, for the music mainly when I'm driving. Because Lamar puts in music requests.
Got you. Mm-hmm. All right. Moving on. Bad Bunny. San Benito.
Hola.
Was announced for the Super Bowl halftime show.
Apple Music
Super Bowl halftime show.
Also, they've had it for almost 10 years now.
Has it been that long?
Mm.
When was the first one?
I thought it was Jameson Zemeson.
Oh, their Siri actually listened to me. I'm glad she showed y'all how to spell it. I've always wanted to learn Bad Bunny's verse on Cardi B's song, I Like It Like That.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
Rihanna was the first. That's on me.
What year was that? 18?
No, 2023.
That was Apple Music first time?
When Rihanna was up there with the
baby. Okay, you know what? I'm confusing. What was the first year Jay-Z and them did it? Was that J-Lo and Shakira? That was Jay-Z's first? Miami?
Was that J-Lo, Shakira, or was that Eminem in there?
I think Eminem was the second one.
I wanna do the the verse. Y'all know it?
I think that was it. So Josh put me, I know who Bad Bunny is. I ain't gonna hold you. No disrespect. I don't listen to Bad Bunny's music because I don't speak Spanish. I'm aware of his songs. Heard a song on the radio. Couldn't tell you one. Don't know nothing. Except, ban, 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 ban. This is when he came out to WrestleMania in wrestling in Puerto Rico.
Okay.
I'm back. Scola. Special of the Escola.
Play it.
I'm back. Scola. Better than
Scola. You look like a 2-year old. Scola. Better
than Scola. Did you see Bad Bunny with WrestleMania?
No.
Okay, hold on.
Bad Bunny.
Where is it? Hold on, y'all. Just hold on. Hold on to your britches.
In Latina, gang, gang, gang. I'm going to get it one day, and I'm going to kill it. Y'all ain't going to be able to shut me the hell up.
Okay, hold on. Let me see.
Y'all know what song I'm talking about. If you don't get to your song, I'm gonna play my song because it's taking you too long.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, Bad baby, Bunny. I like it like that. And I tell you what I tell you.
The pressure's on.
Okay,
find yours, Angel.
Hey Siri.
Oh God.
Play Cardi B, Like It Like That.
Okay, I found mine.
Apple Music. She's already. And I'm going to skip to his verse. Let me get to him. I'm looking for the Spanish words. Here we go. Pero, pero no ala.
To impress a lot of the crowd. That Lexio go get in there. In the club
when you live in the bank. This is a new religion. The Latina gang, gang, gang. Tiene la casa.
Pero the case is in the closet. Why are you racing the words? The Gucci, the Gucci. You don't know that. You don't. That, I don't know why that's your favorite. Outside of Gang Bang, you don't know that. This is what I was talking about.
I don't know
about.
The words, but I love it.
This is Bad Bunny coming out in Puerto Rico.
Bam, 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 bam. I don't know why y'all
take your time, baby.
I can't read Spanish that fast.
And he just said, biblioteca, like I do it fits every time.
So here we go. Oh, because it's live.
I don't know what them niggas saying.
Oh, but it sounds good.
I know I'm back. I'm back. Scola. Benedict, Benedict, Blola.
Which wrestling did he do?
He did, I think it was Backlash in Puerto Rico. Anyway, I love it for him. A lot of Americans are finding out that Puerto Rico is a part of the United States this week.
Oh, they didn't know.
They did not know.
No, bless their hearts.
They said, well, you got a non-U.S. citizen performing. I said, Bad Bunny, Puerto Rican. They didn't know, Angel.
Yeah, I don't know.
Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican.
And listen, I'm 42. I done watched many of before Jay-Z. Boy, the Super Bowl halftime often was boring. Not always. But I'm talking about the Rolling Olds, Old Man White, White Rock Star. I mean, old boring crap. This person was like, we could have got Kid Rock.
What?
Who the hell wants to listen to Kid Rock at a time like this? I'll throw a shoe through my TV before I listen to a word Kid Rock says.
Oh my gosh, for more than one song?
Oh my, for one song.
What's that song he got that black people know?
Kid Rock?
Mm-hmm. My name is Kid Rock. Kid Rock. Hate the blacks, hate the whites. Well, only the good whites. Mexicans, no they can't. Get out of my country, man. I used to do black stuff. Not no more. That's whack stuff.
That's what they like at the Super Bowl. If anybody got a with their song, they're like, book them. Book the
Let me go through the Super Bowl performers that I hated or didn't even know about. And I started watching, maybe in the 90s. Okay. Pete Fountain, Doug Kershaw, Irma Thomas, and Nichols. Oh, no, this probably was before
booty
Michael Jackson. Where did Michael Jackson come in? Okay, this is when they started. 1993, Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. Okay, and there was like Living Color going too good. Get him out. Here. Clint Black, Tanya Tucker, Travis Tritt, and the Judds. Patti LaBelle, Indiana Jones.
Patti LaBelle?
Teddy Pendergrass, I don't remember that.
What?
That was.
I want a recording of it.
Diana Ross the next year.
Okay, that's how you do
Blues
it.
Blues Brothers the next year. Okay. Boyz II Men, Smokey Robinson, Martha Reeves, Queen Latifah, Grambling State.
Oh, they've been loving the Negroes over there.
1999, Gloria Estefan, Stevie Wonder, Big Bag Voodoo.
Stevie Wonder.
2000, in Phil Gloria. Collins. Boo.
And now I like me some Phil now.
Arrow, is that? Yeah. Boom, boom.
I can feel
that's my boy. I forgot that was his name. Aerosmith, NSYNC. YouTube, Shania Twain YouTube. With No Doubt, Janet Jackson, remember that? Justin Timberlake. Titty Gate.
And that's why they went. That's why they went from that to Paul McCartney. Yeah,
Paul
the next
McCartney,
year.
Rolling Stones, yeah. Prince was the last one I watched at church because my pastor was like, "We don't know what Prince is talking about. It could be the devil." I said, "I'm not watching it at church no more because y'all didn't make me miss Prince."
And also, the potluck's not hitting like that.
No, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Bruce Springsteen, mm-mm. E Street Band, mm-mm. The Who, mm-mm. Black Eyed Peas, mm. Madonna.
I remember that she did a cartwheel on stage.
Beyonce was good.
Oh, of course.
Bruno Mars was good. Now he's cooking. Katy Perry, I don't remember her music. Coldplay was good.
Did Katy bring out Missy Elliott? Who
Katy
brought out
Perry
Missy?
Katy Perry did bring out Missy Elliott.
Well, yeah, that's
and
what
Leonard Kravitz.
Mm-hmm.
Lady Gaga, Justin Timberlake, he was good. Maroon 5, mm-hmm. I love them whites.
I do.
I love
Is
them
whites. Is there anyone out there? Cause just give me
I would go to a Maroon 5 concert every time in my life.
I would
if
too.
They had a residency in Vegas?
They had one. But I didn't last year. But I was on the road.
Oh, dang.
Katy Perry did have the Sharks, so winning. Anyway, cry about it. Bad Bunny is out. Now, you might not have known this, Angel.
What?
In Music Talk, Billy Blanks.
He got a song, don't he?
It's a gospel song.
I love it. I was watching one of his workout videos that he did on TikTok, and it was so much slower than what it used to be.
Patreon put me onto this, Angel. I didn't know Billy Blanks released music at all. I definitely didn't know he released gospel music.
Well, he loves the Lord.
We're
going
to listen to it together. This song is called Your Walk.
Oh, this is sexy.
Billy Blanks.
Ooh, this is body rolling. Body roll from the Lord. Can you do the side
the kick?
Yeah. Butt gotta be your butt gotta come. Yeah, come on. Now keep it up there.
Ooh.
In machine. Gun
ooh.
It.
Ooh.
Why you look like a child? And you gotta jump. The white lady used to jump with the standing leg. Oh no. He's about to kick me in my head. Yeah. Oh, I like how it just jumps.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got it. Yeah. Going to pick him. His name is Satan. His name. This is how the white girl used to look.
On the one leg.
On the one leg, smiling at that. And he used to always be like, "God bless you" at the end of the his videos, because we had all sent him to hell for trying to kill us. Ooh. It just sounds like a lot of confusion.
It's two songs going on.
It sounds like a conversation and a song. So if you could pick up the steak from the grocery store.
I think they
like...
mixed two songs in together. They got to overlay another song.
It sounds like him talking to his wife. So I forgot to pick up the stuff, but if you could pick it up before you get home. His name is Jesus. Yeah, also, I don't want to have macaroni. It gives me gas. So if we could probably do like a grain
wisdom
or something.
Knowledge.
Jesus.
Knowledge.
And also. Oh, Billy.
Billy, get up. Get the garage band out.
He is ready. You know, I think his studio is over here in Sherman Oaks.
Oh, really?
We should do that as an unruly adventure.
Do Tybo or gospel music with Billy Blanks?
To both, but I was going to say go to the Tybo studio.
Some comedians still go with him. I think I've seen Ambria Allen go there.
I mean, it's a great workout.
Me and Angel are planning a new show, y'all, for Patreon only. Y'all going to be mad this time.
Why are they going to be mad this time?
Because they're going to be like, dang, I got to get Patreon because we're going to be doing some stuff.
His name is Jesus. You know what I really want to do?
What you want to do, Angel?
I think in Santa Monica, they have the trapeze class.
Oh, wow.
On the Santa Monica Boulevard?
I think so.
I saw that. It wasn't open, but because it was close to a private class that day. I'm going to put that in there.
I want to do the way you...
Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah, and you swing with the...
All right, I got like 10 ideas in there. All right. Anyway, sports talk. Angel.
Yeah.
What do you think about the WNBA as it stands right now?
It stands tall like a woman does. Yay.
The Mercury are in the finals.
I know. Ain't that something?
Yes.
And Venus didn't make it.
Venus?
Mercury did. Yeah. Yeah. The Mercury's is in the final. They beat the other team.
They beat the new Minnesota Lynx. Alyssa Thomas, very first of all, let me say this. The WNBA refs are atrocious. I read an article. We had to get to the bottom of why they're atrocious. You know what the truth is, Angel?
What's the truth?
The WNBA does not have dedicated refs for the WNBA.
They just got people's dads showing up.
They're cobbled together from like college, G League. So the games, and I've noticed this, the games are often reffed very inconsistently. And the game is too physical. And I like physicality. I'm not saying women can't be physical. They're obviously big, fast, and strong.
So they call in every little thing.
No, they're not. They're calling not anything.
Oh, they're letting women get punched. That's what I was saying. From what I can see, they're letting girls just punch each other in the face. And they're like,
Arch Rivals, the arcade game where you could play basketball and then you could just sock somebody out?
Oh, vaguely.
And that's basically Arch Rivals. So Nafisa Collier hurt her ankle, was out of the, I think it was game four when they lost. Alyssa Thomas, who is big and strong and commits more offensive fouls than she gets called for. She's just, you know how strong you are.
Yeah.
Imagine you could control the basketball and you dribbled down and you just was.
Why would I need to imagine?
Well, you know, remember how you threw the fastball at it.
No, that was because people be talking smack. And so you got to sometimes scare them into submission, but go ahead.
She looked like she broke her ankle. On the play, Nafisa Collier. Apparently, she went off on her exit interview, but I saw the tweets, but I didn't see the interview. Aaliyah Boston and Asia Wilson be doggone wrestling. They got their final game tonight.
They're tied right now, correct?
They're tied.
Yeah.
Oh, here it is.
See?
Nafisa Collier. Hold on.
And I want to be clear, this conversation is not about when you're losing. It's about something much bigger. The real threat to our league isn't money, it isn't ratings, or even missed calls, or even physical play. It's the lack of accountability from the league office. Since I've been in the league, you've heard the constant concerns about officiating, and it has now reached levels of inconsistency that plague our sport and undermine the integrity in which it operates. Whether the league cares about the health of the players is one thing, but to also not care about the product we put on the floor is truly self-sabotage. Year after year, the only thing that remains consistent is the lack of accountability from our leaders.
Turn it to me.
Sorry, I had to walk here in my boot. I'm kind of... The league has a buzzword that they've rolled out as talking points for the CBA as to why they can't pay the players what we're worth. That word is sustainability. But what's truly unsustainable is keeping a good product on the floor while allowing officials to lose control of games. Fans see it every night. Coaches, both winning and losing, pointed out every night in pregame and postgame media. Yet leadership just issues fines and looks the other way. They ignore the issues that everyone inside the game is begging to be fixed. That is negligence. At Unrivaled this past February, I sat across from Kathy and asked how she planned to address the officiating issues in our league. Her response was, well, only the losers complain about the refs.
Oh, dang.
I also asked how she planned to fix the fact that players like Caitlin, Angel, and Paige, who are clearly driving massive revenue for the league, are making so little for their first 4 years. Her response was, Caitlin should be grateful she makes $16 million off the court, because without the platform that the WBA gives her, she wouldn't make anything. And in that same conversation, she told me, players should be on their knees thanking their lucky stars for the media rights deal that I got them.
This is
the WNBA commissioner.
We go Kathy to battle Sanko. Every day to protect a shield that doesn't value us. The league believes it succeeds despite its players, not because of them. I have the privilege of watching my husband run a league where he has to balance 100 different things at once. I won't pretend the job's easy, but even with all of that on his plate, he always takes the time to reach out to players when he sees an injury, whether it's Unrivaled or even during the WNBA season. That is what leadership looks like. It's the human element. It's basic integrity, and it's the bare minimum any leader should embody. This year long, I've gotten calls, texts, and well wishes from so many players across the league. Those moments remind me that sometimes there are things bigger than the results than this game we play. But do you know who I haven't heard from? Kathy. Not one call, not one text. Instead, the only outreach has come from her number two telling my agent that she doesn't believe physical play is contributing to injuries. That is infuriating, and it's the perfect example of the tone-deaf, dismissive approach that our leaders always seem to take. I've finally grown tired. For too long, I have tried to have these conversations in private, but it's clear there is no intention of accepting there's a problem. The league has made it clear it isn't about innovation, it isn't about collaboration, it's about control and power. I've earned this platform and I paid the price to get here, and now I have a responsibility to speak on behalf of the fans and everyone in this league that deserves better. Our leadership's answer to being held accountable is to suppress everyone's voices by handing out fines. I'm not concerned about a fine. I'm concerned about the future of our sport. At some point, everyone deserves to hear the truth from someone who I hope has earned the benefit of the doubt to fight for what is right and fair for our athletes and our fans. We have the best players in the world. We have the best fans in the world. But right now, we have the worst leadership in the world.
Dang!
If I didn't know exactly what the job entailed, maybe I wouldn't feel this way. But unfortunately for them, I do. We serve a league that has shown they think championship coaches and Hall of Fame players are dispensable, and that's fine. It's professional sports. But I will not stand quietly by and allow different standards to be applied at the league level. Thank you.
Dang!
That is the voice of a young lady that went to private school. Because that was the calmest, well-written, let me express my thoughts in a non-angry way. God bless you. So that you can understand that this was written with a calm mind.
Oh, my God.
That's impressive.
The worst leadership in the world.
The worst. Those were some of the worst leadership in the world is like something that a six-year-old would say, you're the worst. But she read it so elegantly.
Yeah.
We have some of the best players in the world, but we have the worst leadership in the world. You stink and you have a big head.
Listen, here's the problem too. The WNBA has the Kathy Engelbert is her name. She's the WNBA commissioner. She is, by all accounts, not great at her job. And I think when the WNBA wasn't as popular as it was the last 2 years, over the years, there wasn't as many eyeballs on it. Now you've got bigger players, bigger platforms. You got people like Bill Simmons, that play I was telling you about where Nafisa Collier got hurt. Alyssa Thomas stole the ball. People were arguing it was incidental contact. It was too harsh. He's like, this is obviously a foul. Bill Simmons, I've been following him since I was in college, Angel. 2002 or 3, maybe even 1. He ain't never talked about no WNBA. But it's so big now, it's unavoidable.
You got to cover it.
There's more eyeballs. And I think this lady, 1,000%, I don't know her from Adam. And I don't know Adam. 1,000% she believes the league, the WNBA, is the reason Caitlin Clark got $16 million. Also didn't know Caitlin Clark had $16 million.
Caitlin doing fine.
Caitlin doing all right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
She's got a problem on her hands, and the WNBA CBA is up this year. They've been threatening a lockout. And the bigger problem they have is Nafisa Collier and Breonna Stewart own another league called Unrivaled.
Unrivaled, yes, they do.
The players are making more, like $300,000 or something like that. The league is worth a lot. I want to go to some games. I told Liz, they play in Miami, four games a night or something like that. They got the one-on-one thing going. A lot of star players, not all, but a lot.
Play in both leagues.
The only two people that weren't there that I would have wanted to be there last year were Asia and Caitlin Clark. And I don't think either of them would play this year. But Paige going to be in there. Get a chance to see Angel, Chell, everybody else.
Yeah.
Like, not everybody, but a lot of the stars.
A good amount.
A good amount.
This baby only 29 years old and owns another league.
And that league is, the problem is, the eyeballs go where the players are. If the WNBA is off, see, like when the NBA is off, and like during a lockdown, they don't have no other league. So there's no basketball.
Right.
WNBA is off. They got a whole nother season that starts in January. WNBA season's ending next month. Actually, probably the next 10 days. I think after the Aces and the Fever play tonight, What's today, Tuesday? Mm-hmm. I think the finals probably start on probably Friday, but at most this weekend. And then they got a 7-game series. It'll be over before the 15th of October. 2 months off, and they're in Miami in January. Mm-hmm. So they got a problem on their hands. Mm-hmm. The league got bigger, more eyeballs, more players, and they are not scared. Caitlin Clark calls the refs out all the time. Cheryl Reeves looked like she was going to fight a ref.
I love
the last game.
Yes, should.
She got ejected. She got suspended and still was talking crazy. Asia Wilson called him out. Becky Hammon calls him out. It's a whole lot of call out.
Yeah.
And I'm anxious to see. I actually hope the Aces win, obviously for obvious reasons. But I told Liz, if we can go, Phoenix and Vegas being in the finals, they ain't both but a hour flight away.
Boop, boop.
I want to go down there and watch some baloncesto.
Baloncesto.
That's basketball.
This is the thing. This is not the first time she has been like, if you ain't going to listen, I'm going to show you better than I can tell you. Mm-hmm. I was looking her up because, you know, I'm a sports type of girl.
And a journalist.
A journalist.
Just like our good friend Gail King.
Oh, absolutely. Pierce in this. So when she was in high school, she tried out for this AAU team. Well, wanted to, and they were like, we're full. You can't.
Mm.
So her parents started another AAU team.
Oh, really?
Yes, they did. And they competed, ended up making it to the national tournament. Then the original team was like, hey, we got a spot for you. Come.
Really?
We got a spot. And she was like, I'm good.
Oh, no, it's too late now.
I'm good.
I don't got to know you now.
I don't need you. I really don't need you at all. So I feel like if this baby fed up, this baby know how to go deuces and make something better for herself. And the fact that she already has Unrivaled is like, what y'all going to do?
What y'all going to do? Because I'm going down. I was watching Unrivaled last season.
Their court is neat.
It's neat.
It's I like the way it looked. I was like, what is going on here?
And it's good basketball.
Yeah.
I like the one-on-one. I said when we talked about them men ain't got no one-on-one. Like, I see non-NBA players have one-on-one things. But the stars in the NBA, they ain't playing no one-on-one championships.
Oh, you know, we should start a pickleball league.
I want to do pickleball as part of the Unruly Cousins show. Let's do it. We can go down to Tab and Chance and play.
I am. They had told us that we were going to play them, but I don't know when that's going to happen. I think they're afraid of what I can do. They saw the speed.
Speaking of sports, Angel, I got to get your thoughts on this. As a mother of four and a Delta, Sean Alexander, Seahawks great. There's a picture of him holding my son, Isaiah. He has just announced his wife is expecting their 14th child.
Mm.
A boy due in February.
Mm.
That's good.
14 American children.
Well, 13's unlucky, so you got to round up.
You got to go 12 or 14.
You round down, then you catch a case.
Right. You got to round up.
14
kids. They all
kids.
Came out of her body.
Body produce 14 American human beings. As a Delta, I'd love your thoughts on this.
As a Delta?
Yeah.
You know, what's the man's name again?
Sean Alexander, Shaun.
Alexander.
He went to Alabama, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
He's a football player.
He's a football player.
Oh, he's making a team.
He has a whole offense and three on defense.
He's making a team. I'm also looking at his woman. She is a petite framed person.
She is.
Not to say that bigger women can just pop out more babies.
But usually the more you give, your body be like, I ain't going.
Her body is fighting the good fight of faith. Her vagina, her uterus, I just can only imagine what her stomach looks like.
What's does it say how old she is?
Age. She is, I don't know. 48? No, 46.
Dang, she's still having kids at 46?
Oh, yeah, you can definitely still have kids at 46. That's easy work. That's light work, especially for for a lot of black women. Not all.
Angel, I love my boys.
You could have. You could have 12 more. You could. Come on. Shoot it up.
Oh, speaking of shoot it up, I did this joke. Talking her through it on at the Nashville show. There's a nigga on Instagram. People tagged him in my page. On my page, he teaches men how to talk their women through it. on Instagram.
That's too much conversation. Talking through it.
To talk about it. If she get through it, why I got to say? Why I got to say?
You got to wait.
I'm gonna say it's your blessing. I don't know if you talk the whole way or you just talk when it's, you know, when the train's nearing the station to help guide it into.
But I think, do they think you should gonna fall off the tracks?
No, apparently it works. You be saying stuff and she be like,
mm-hmm. I mean, too much talking. Oh, you got this the audio book? Gosh.
And apparently women like the audio books. Talking her through it's a big thing. I don't remember here. When talk you through it became a public conversation? When's the first time you heard about it?
Today, years old.
Oh, really?
Yes. I didn't know people had to talk folk through it.
They got to talk them through it. What's the point of the licking if you got to be, you finna do it?
I just, too much good talking girl. Is stupid because sometimes, you know, your voice is at a different, even I have to make sure my voice goes where it's supposed to go.
You be having that deep voice during.
Sometimes I have this voice and that's not, oh yeah. Come on and smack it. Ah, yes.
What the hell is wrong?
That is not.
Come on and smack it.
Get it in there. Oh, oh.
You sound like you're.
Oh, that is not. That's you know not.
What? I'm going to tell you why. I just thought about this, why talking through may not have been a thing for me. Small house. Kids in the room.
What's your small house? Your house is not small.
No, I'm talking about at the beginning of time. Okay? Side to side, slip and slide. No. Amen. Baby's bed is right here. Uh-huh. Don't want to wake the baby. Oh, Zay's bed is on the ground. I mean, not the ground, but next to us.
Yeah.
I can't be talking you through it and I don't walk up with the child. And then when he went to his room with JoJo, them walls paper thin.
And the doors are facing each other.
And the doors facing each other. Dusty, I'm trying to talk you through it. What are y'all saying?
Shh. Are you calling for me? What you say?
I say, who's good girl? Hey, no apparently, girl. I just watched one video while I was waiting for you to come. You can be good girl. There's good girl praise, or there's dirty. You can say, you can be good girl, or you're dirty whore.
Oh, slut. There's so much.
Some women were like, yeah, praise me, then degrade me. And I was like, you good girl, slut.
Good girl, you dummy. Like, what are we
you
doing?
Stupid girl who did well on her ACTs. You college graduate but high school dropout. Ah. Figured it out with a GED.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
And you can't stutter on the talker through.
And let's but say, you and your lisp, what you gonna do?
If you are.
Yes. Whose is it? Whose is it? Whose is it? Lisp
gotta mess up a talker through. Mm-mm-mm. Lisp ain't sexy.
No.
Who's is it?
Who's is Lisp?
The good girl. Can't talk her through with a speech impediment.
No, that's too much.
That's gonna get in your mind and take her out of the erogenous zone.
Well, because there's like a sexy tone, and like to get to there, you gotta make sure you're there. And if you don't get like regular voice talk is not.
No.
This voice ain't good for it.
No.
Like that was my mama voice. Regular angel voice. Put that dick like where I want it. Yeah.
You sound like you're telling her to pick up toys.
Exactly.
You sound like chores.
Yeah, I like it. All of it. That does not you gotta put something on it. Is it wet? Yeah. Like that.
Yes, it's wet. Yep.
Yep.
It is wet.
Mm-hmm.
It is wet with well within my soul.
So like you gotta there's like a voice you gotta hit. So to have to be there for instruction just feels like a lot long instruction period.
The thing is, okay, here my thing is, Angel.
What?
You know a nigga can talk himself out of it. Mm-hmm. Not even in the bedroom.
Yeah.
You could be like, I'm gonna get that nigga something tonight. And he say something, and you be like, I ain't giving that nigga nothing.
Yeah.
If he say the wrong thing, now it's all messed up.
Right.
If you're quiet and you just listen to the body, mm-hmm. Amen. Now listen to your body. You could know some things, but talking to you, I done said the wrong thing, and now you're like, all right, I'm good here.
No, what's really a problem is that sometimes I can't hear, and I don't like to make him repeat. And I've done that, huh? Which huh? Talk up.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
How embarrassed if I try? First of all, I'm nervous on the talker through. I say my first good thing, and she says, huh?
Huh?
Nothing, no ma'am.
Nothing, huh? You like it, huh? You like it? What? What? Turn down the TV some, because I can't hear you. I said, did you like it? I did, but now all this goddamn talking, I don't like it.
Now I'm focusing on what you're trying to say and not the pumps.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's, everything ain't for everybody. All I'm here to say is do what your person likes. If y'all got the good thing going, don't be trying to do what you see on social media, trying to be like everybody else. If y'all got a good thing smoking and you reaching the promised land, you ain't got to do nothing you ain't comfortable with or you ain't good at.
Yeah, I don't need too much. I'm trying to really think about this. I don't think a lot of talking, I think, is just a little, sprinkle it some places, the talking.
I like to make you laugh.
That during?
Mm-hmm.
Coochie, coochie, coo. I got my dick in your coochie, coochie, coo. It's
not. It's more funny to be funny. Funny be funny.
Funny be funny.
Funny be funny.
But during sex, funny be funny?
Yeah, you can be funny. Uh-huh. You can't be. Now, you can't do a hot 15. You can't come in
women. Why the chicken cross the road.
Yeah, you can't come in when women be shopping. But you can get a joke or two off. It'd be playful little banter. You know? Motorboating, for example, that's funny.
But yeah, but that's that. Yeah, I guess
you can
but
be silly.
I can see that foreplay wise, but when we're in it, let's go to the promised land. We don't have time for pit stops and jokes.
No, I don't. I wouldn't do it if it's close to the promised land. You can't.
No, if we're on the way, I don't want any. If we're started, we're on the way to the promised land. Let's go. Let's get there. Come on. Let's go.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. All right. I don't know. I don't know.
Anyway, God bless y'all. Patreon, stick around. We're going to do the bonus right here, right now, because you know we tour season. Everybody else, we love y'all. We'll see you in Dallas, Houston, or Atlanta this week. Hold on before y'all go. Let me just, because we're getting into our good dates.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, then we're on a break. Next, Chicago and Detroit. So get your tickets now. Orlando, you're the only one left stinking up the joint. Philly already sold out. Everything else is doing okay or tracking well or close to sold out or sold so many tickets, we already into the good. Mm-hmm. Orlando, y'all going to be Tampa or y'all going to be Duval next time because they be pulling up. Everybody else, we love you. Have an amazing day. Wash your nether region, specifically that line where your leg connects to your genitals.
Oh, yeah, because that can get funky.
That line can be stinking, y'all. Wash that line. Wash your butt. Like Tony Baker says, tiptoe. You got to open that butt to wash it.
Oh, yeah.
You got to open that butt. Don't just let the water go down. That's not enough. And also, when you wash your feet, you can't just drop soap on the tub and do this. No, you got to pull your foot up.
People doing that?
A lot of people do that, Angel.
You got to lift up your
foot. No, they say the soap runs down. It gets on the floor of the tub or the shower. They do this, and they count that as washing their feet. That don't get between your toes.
I know that shower dirty as hell.
That's what I'm saying. And first of all, that's dirt. That's used soap. You got to go fresh soap on the toes. You can't do this. That's children's play.
That is children's play.
Go betwixt them toes and open up that butt.
Open it up. Open the booty.
All right, we'll see y'all. Good day. Here's another banger for ya. Here's another one. Yeah. Here's another banger for ya. Here's another one. Yeah. Here's another banger for ya. Fire. Here's another banger for ya. With my boy Kev on stage and that chick Angel.